that the high priest may offer up gifts and sacrifices for sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today I tell you about two great penitents who made great sacrifices, not only of their own sins, but were very devoted of making a penance for other people's sins as well. First one is today's saint, Pope Saint Calixtus, who ruled the church in the 3rd century from the years 217 to 222. And this was a difficult time for Roman Empire, because this great empire was now threatened on every side with wars and rebellions. Even the people who were pagans looked to the Christians as model of good behavior and peace. Once when a certain pagan asked the emperor to seize one of the chapels of the Christians so that he could turn it into a restaurant, the emperor refused, saying that it was better to remain at the care of good Christians than to be turned into a place of gluttony. The Pope who ruled then, today's Saint, Saint Calixtus, was very sad about all the unrest and rebellions, and also about the immorality among the Roman Empire. So he ordered the Christians to do fasting to atone the great sins of men of that age. And it is to Pope Saint Calixtus whom the Church traces the origins of what we call Ember Days, then those are the 3 days of fast at the start of each season. Saint Calixtus also ordered that the ordinations to priesthood and to episcopacy should be made on those days, that is, the Ember Days. And the emperor, even though he was a pagan, saw how good men Saint Calixtus promoted to priesthood, and the emperor often told his soldiers and officers that, look how good men rule the Christian church. You should really learn from them. And children, this is what a true and good pope does. He puts good and exemplary shepherds to guide and rule the faithful, so that these priests and bishops truly are fathers, someone you can address as father, your devout caretaker. I also want to tell you about another great penitent named Saint Dominic Loricatus, who lived in Italy in the 11th century and whose feast is today in Europe. Young Dominic always wanted to be a priest, and after his studies he was deemed qualified to be ordained, but he hadn't found a free office, like a parish or diocese, where he could work after being ordained. So without his knowledge, his parents paid a big sum of money to a bishop and bribed him to ordain young Dominic. This was a terrible sin called simony, where one gives sacred orders for money, and which the Church has always severely condemned. And young Dominic soon find out about this terrible crime, even though he was totally innocent to this scheme by his parents. He was struck with remorse, and no one could ever persuade him to say Mass. Instead, he immediately started his life of rigorous penance. He joined some other penitents who followed the example of Saint John the Baptist and lived in the desert. They never ate meat or drank wine, only bread and water, and their days were spent in work and prayer, and they were always silent and did hard penance. After some years, Saint Dominic joined the monastery under Saint Peter Damian, and this holy abbot, who had been long accustomed to meet with examples heroic penance and all other virtues, he was truly astonished at the fervor of Saint Dominic, the fervor of this admirable penitent. And in this monastery, Dominic lived for the rest of his life, continuing strictly the ancient penances and practices of the Church. In his last sickness, his spirit of penance, far from being becoming lax, seemed even to gather strength. The last night of his life, he went to the choir with other monks and recited the Matins and Lauds, that is, divine office, with his brethren, and then he died while they sang prime and the following of divine office, and died on the year 1060. Dear children, these are the two saints of today, and who truly wanted to get themselves into doing as much penance they could, even they themselves were not guilty of those. First, Saint Calixtus, for all the bad things happened in Roman Empire, and then Saint Dominic, of the horrible thing his parents had made him go through. So these examples should make us think that we have really much more easier task in doing our penance than they did. And still, we have all sinned, and the conditions and sins of the world of today, they would truly need more and much more penance, so that God's anger would be eased. So when you are given some penance or punishment to do, make it cheerfully and with trust to your Heavenly Father, because it is our hope that one day we would see God Himself and in heaven, and to achieve that great and lovable goal, no sacrifice or no penance is too great. When you do your duty with gladness, you will also receive a joyful and great reward. God bless you.